WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Seegert One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click SeegertOneHour.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Driving a car in the middle of the night without a front license plate resulted in the arrests of four people accused of a recent series of vehicle burglaries. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger of the College Station Police Department says the officer who did yesterday's traffic stop noticed electronic equipment lying loosely in the back seat.
He began to question the driver about the presence of what turned out to be a car stereo. The driver indicated that he had purchased it from an unidentified individual earlier in the day. The sergeant asked for and received consent to search the vehicle. As a result of doing so, he recovered property out of that vehicle that was determined to have come from two recent car burglaries in the College Station area.
Flieger says a search of the driver's home in Bryan turned up property reported stolen from at least 17 vehicle burglaries since mid-September. The names of the four who were arrested are online at WTAW.com. More information is known about plans for an A&M branch campus in Israel.
Aggie classmates John Sharp and Rick Perry are in Jerusalem. The A&M system chancellor and Texas governor are at the home of Israel's president, Shimon Peres, unveiling what will be called A&M at Nazareth Peace Campus. Sharp says a reference to peace came from Peres, adding the school would be composed of students from diverse backgrounds in Israel, Arabs and Jews in the same classrooms, professors, teachers the same way. There's no timeline to open the campus. Sharp says it could take a year for the Israeli parliament to pass special legislation. And because the project will not use state monies, a special fundraising effort's also being planned. New York Times says it'll be the first American university in Israel, and it's something Sharp has been working on since he became chancellor more than 2 years ago. Assisting Sharp has been San Antonio megachurch pastor John Hagee, who has connected A&M officials with Israeli leaders.
Since then, I have worked to build the relationships between the university's leadership and the officials in Israel, and I am honored to say this project is moving forward.
Campus would accommodate 5,000 students and bring A&M its second location in the Middle East, joining the campus that's been in Qatar for 10 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tomorrow's College Station City Council workshop includes a discussion on the future use of fiber optics. Councilman John Nichols recently said the idea of using fiber optics is to improve traffic flow.
Public Works has a contract with some engineers to develop a system using existing fiber optics that we got to essentially go in and rebuild some of the controllers, put in new controllers at various intersections where we have them around town, link them in real time to a central room just like this one where you've got a live person watching cameras.
Tomorrow night's consent agenda includes acquiring an easement to reroute the city's fiber network and create a new fiber connection for the operation of the city's water pumping station on Dowling Road. Before last night's vote by the Bryan City Council to increase natural gas rates sought by Atmos Energy came concerns about not being able to pay in person at the gas company office.
We actually get people that come to our office. We cannot accept payments at our office because we are not equipped for that. I know at one time that was the case. The old Lone Star Gas office here in downtown Bryan, it's the county IT building now, but it still has the blue flame on the side. That unfortunately is a bygone era when you could walk in and pay your gas bill right then.
Local Atmos manager Chase Murphy says there are several stores that take payments. Customers can go online and automatic bank withdrawals can be made. The average monthly increase is 74 cents for residential customers and $3 for commercial users. And 3 years ago, a 76-75 vote decided who would be the councilman in Bryan's first district. The turnout was less than 5%. This year, Al Sines is trying to regain the seat he lost by one vote to Richard Cortez. During this week's candidates forum, Cortez was the first to respond to the question of where future improvements in their district should be located and the source of the funding.
And hopefully we could get that money from the incoming taxes of all the business that are coming in now, like Walmart, the companies out of Texas Triangle, the couple of big companies we have out there. They're going to be bringing us some pretty big funds for that.
Sines, who 5 years ago voted for $24 million of improvements to the north end of downtown Bryan, also called for that money to be spent elsewhere in the district.
What we see now is that the area still hasn't
developed as promised. And unfortunately, the regions of town, particularly west downtown Bryan, really haven't seen any infrastructure improvements at all.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear all the comments from the candidates' forum. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Seeger One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we have a wide selection of batteries, chargers, and accessories for nearly every cell and smartphone. Our helpful experts can test your cell phone battery, and if you need a new one, they can help you find the perfect replacement. They'll even recycle your old battery for you. So come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and let us turn your cell phone frown upside down. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the largest selection of batteries for cell phones and smartphones, located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Arch high pressure system will continue to control our weather for the foreseeable future. Warm temperatures today with abundant sun. Highs will be right at 80 degrees this afternoon. It should be clear tonight, cooling off to about 55. We'll have sun during the day tomorrow, too. Highs near 80. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows around 55. It's going to be sunny Friday, but not as warm. Highs Friday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Now, a Cardinal is betting on the Red Sox in the World Series. You'll have to listen and find out how that's all going to work out. Johnny is iffy for Saturday's game with
iffy.
The Aggies.
Iffy. He's iffy. Okay. Go ahead.
Miami did finally reach their sanctions with the NCAA, and we've got a lot more in sports. Plus, a parent who is suing a school that beat his son, I'm guessing his football team, 91-0.
Wow.
He's suing them for bullying.
Oh, my gosh.
Found that in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We'll get all that and more coming up in sports at 6:50-ish.
Florida's Brandon Regional Hospital placed on lockdown after police received reports of a suspicious person in the facility. Some patient family members tweeted and called media outlets saying somebody at the hospital had a gub. Sweep of the hospital determined that the suspicious person was
a policeman?
Maintenance worker with a drill.
Oh my gosh. People are so paranoid.
Once again, just exhale, okay? Just breathe. It's okay. It'll be all right. Anyway. And then how long did it take for him to come off lockdown? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get everything back to normal. Because Aunt Gertrude's cousin, who'd come in from whoever knows where, of course it's Florida, so we don't know. Just saying. Then comes also the story of a Romanian man who has admitted to stealing masterpieces and now has threatened to sue the Dutch museum that he took them from for making his robbery so easy.
What?
The man is among six Romanians on trial for last year's heist in Rotterdam. Despite their $24 million estimated value, none of the paintings was equipped with an alarm.
And that's his fault.
Sure.
Their fault.
Okay. Robert's attorney says that, well, that just made it too easy.
How stupid.
Thus, the client should not be held responsible for the thefts at all. The world we live in.
How do you say oy vey in Dutch?
Oy vey, yeah, really. Yeah.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Is this all done with a straight face as well? I mean, he's pitching it before the judges there.
Yeah. At some point, somebody's got to look up and go, really?
Are you kidding me? Come on.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning. A good morning meeting.
Varsity Ford will crush the competition this football season with the winningest selection of tailgating trucks during the Built Ford Tough sales event. Get up to $13,000 off select 2013 Ford F-150s in stock. You heard right. Get in the game with up to $13,000 off select in-stock 2013 F-150s. Hurry in for the best selection and drive away in a truck tough enough for tailgating during the Built Ford Tough sales event. Varsity Ford, where there's no gimmicks, no games, just real deals for real people.
people.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Good morning. It's 6:16. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the 23rd of October. 69 days left in the year. This is day 296. Today is iPod Day because they rolled it out on this day. Talk show host day.
Congratulations.
You know it.
And today is Mole Day.
Yeah, Avogadro's number.
Yeah, not the critters, right. Avogadro's number. Or 6:10 is it's 6 times 10 to the 23rd power. So, of course, 10:23. And actually we were supposed to have celebrated this 14 minutes ago, cuz 6:02 in the morning. See, we're supposed to do, cuz then it's 6:02 10:23.
Mumble.
It's a geeky chemistry thing.
There's no reason you can't have your, Avogadro dip today.
Yeah, that's right. With
Fibonacci's.
They do that guacamole with that Avogadro stuff. All right, we got birthdays, too.
Dork. Amanda Stanberg's 15 from The Hunger Games. Megan McCain, John's daughter, is 29. Ryan Reynolds is 37. Kat Deely is 37. She's in one of the hosts of So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Biddle is 38. He was in Sports Nation, and now he's on the NBC network. Mm-hmm. Grant Imahara, one of my favorites from Mythbusters, is 43.
Which one is he?
Imahara, he's the guy that builds all the robots.
Oh, he's not one of the front guys who...
No, not the two.
Okay, all right.
Alfred Matthew Weird Al Yankovic.
All right.
Is 54 years old. Doug Flutie's 51. Sam Raimi is 54. Mm-hmm. Nancy Grace is also 54. D. Wyatt Yoakam, if you're from Leander, Dwight for the rest of us, 57 years old. Ang Lee, the guy that directed Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, The Hulk, Brokeback Mountain, several others, is 59. Pele is 73. And Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Yeah. Okay.
Chi-Chi Rodriguez's birthday today. He is 78.
Oh, 78 years old. Well, all right, there you go. 6:18.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, as the national debt tops $17 trillion thanks to the newly sealed debt ceiling agreement, America's costly foreign aid tab is back in the crosshairs. Now, the federal government in fiscal year 2012 spent about $21 billion on non-military foreign assistance and was on track to spend roughly the same in 2013, according to federal records. Now, as Washington enters the new fiscal year, another huge chunk of that aid is being released. The AP reports over the weekend that the U.S. is planning to free up more than $1.6 billion in aid to Pakistan following a lengthy hiatus. Now, the aid has been on ice after major breakdowns in U.S.-Pakistani relations. Pakistan was mad about our raid of bin Laden. Excuse me, I think that money is better spent here.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Jason Byinski, Mayor of Bryan. I don't know if you've heard my opponent's commercials. Apparently, he's been visiting some other city named Bryan. His Bryan is nothing but negative. The Bryan that you and I live in is growing and prospering. We have new businesses opening every month, like the IMAX last month and the new shopping centers opening soon. We have new employers moving to town, like Axis Pipe and Tube and biomedical companies. We have new streets and sidewalks going in. We have some of the lowest electric rates in the state, and our property tax rate is going down, not up. We have a great downtown with new businesses and a rotating crown on the Queen. Our Bryan's best days are ahead. Continue this momentum by rejecting my opponent's negative views. I need your vote to keep Bryan moving forward.
Vote for Mayor Jason Byinski on November 5th. Don't forget that early voting begins on October 21st. Paid for by the Jason Byinski campaign. Emmanuel Glockson, Treasurer.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Enjoy live music and dancing to the Latino rock of Del Castillo, Friday, November 15th, benefiting Voices for Children at the Grand Stafford Theater in downtown Bryan, with generous underwriting by Fred Davis of Davis & Davis Lawyers. Doors open at 6, and tickets are available at grandstaffordtheater.com. Come early for Latin dance lessons provided by Susan Queering, then dance the night away at the Voices for Children benefit concert featuring Del Castillo, Friday, November 15th. Get tickets at grandstaffordtheater.com. Additional support provided by Copy Corner and Denise Bermudez.
Strong demand for high-priced goods. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The economy may be soft and there's turmoil in Washington, but a lot of people are finding the money for big-ticket purchases. Economists say the wealthiest Americans have seen a stronger post-recession rebound than those who are less affluent, and workers at a lot of high-tech and energy companies are doing well. So are some farmers. Apple took the wraps off two new iPad tablets. The full-size iPad Air is thinner than previously models, and prices will start at $499. It goes on sale November 1st. An iPad Mini with a faster processor and upgraded screen will go on sale later in the month, with prices starting at $399. A new version of Apple's computer operating system is available to current Apple owners now. It's a free download. We're seeing more white cars on the highways. Automotive paint supplier PPG says white has become the most popular new car color in the world. Silver is now number two. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams, thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Good morning, it's 624, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. It would appear we're going to have a pretty nice day again today. High temperature about 81, winds out of the north at about 5 miles an hour. Then tonight, cool again, 52, right about where we are now. And then we'll continue that pattern, 80 next couple of days. Cools down a little bit on Saturday and Sunday as we'll be down to the 70, well, probably lower 70s. A chance of showers in the forecast, too, 20-30%. Actually, on Saturday night, we've got a 40% as it stands right now. The winds are calm as we talk to you. The humidity is 89%. We've got fair skies out there, and it's 51.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at SwicoAuctions.com. S-W-I-C-O Auctions.com. Texas License 15939.
New things going on at Super Slow, like a new location. Well, it's kind of a new location. Actually, what's happened is Super Slow has moved over into the West Building in the first floor at the College Station Medical Center. So just move over one building to the right, and that's where they are. But also other new stuff that they have at Super Slow, like new pieces of equipment. So if you haven't been in a while, stop in and see what's new at Super Slow. What hasn't changed at Super Slow is the way that you continue to work out. That is, you have an individualized program. You have a person that supervises you, that stays with you, that sets the equipment up for you. You go through the exercises, you move to the next one, so that you are able to use your time efficiently and gain strength. Give them a call. The number's the same. It's 693-6100. Super Slow. It is a program that is designed for you to get the strength that you want and need. Super Slow. Minutes a week in shape for life. 693-6100.
When someone asks you a difficult or emotionally charged question, the first thing you should probably do is not answer it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because according to Time magazine, Wall Street's retirement plans and 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to safely grow money up to 10 to even 15% during the good years, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. Call now and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to build a tax-advantaged retirement income, get potential 10 to 15% growth during good years, and never lose in the next stock market crash. Call 800-342-4040 to discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 800-342-4040. 1-800-342-4040. Again, that's 1-800-342-4040. 1-800-342-4040.
Are you good at handling tough questions? Want to be better at it? Then try a technique called buffering.
Buffer is a paraphrase. And a paraphrase is a very carefully stated restatement of the question, stripping out all the emotion, all the adjectives, going right down to the nouns and verbs of the key issue.
Jerry Wiseman, author of the book In the Line of Fire, says we all get faced with tough questions from time to time, so it's important to know how to do this. So, for example, the tough question is,
where do you get off charging so darn much for your product when the guy down the street, half the price? Where do you get off doing that? Okay, so I buffer and say, so you'd like to understand why we price the product where we have. Now, by doing the buffer, I've taken up the where do you get off. I've taken off so much, so high, so low, so the key issue is price. Why have we priced the product where we priced it?
So you restate the tough question as a not-so-tough question, and then you answer it.
What most people do when they hear the question is they start thinking of the answer. I recommend that when the question comes down the barrel, you step on the brakes, and instead of thinking of the answer, you listen for the key issue, that one word. When the buffer is right, the person who asks the hostile question invariably nods and says, yeah, golly, that's what I did ask.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Folks would suddenly tell you there's no reason for you to get locked into a satellite contract. You can get up to $250 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink, and they've got a VIP perks program that allows you to bundle three services. Now, sometimes you need to call home for peace of mind or whatever reason, and Suddenlink's phone service has unlimited local and long-distance calling. And, of course, if you're an NFL fan, you can catch all of the NFL action on Suddenlink. You can get the NFL Network HD and NFL Red Zone HD to give you the entire 2013. The Red Zone is neat. Every time somebody gets in the Red Zone, then the video is right there for you to see. That's 24/7 coverage on the NFL Network as well. It can all be right there at your fingertips. So if you switch to Suddenlink and you bundle your SL200 HD TV, your 15 meg high-speed internet, and your home phone service, you pay only $90 a month. And it's easier than ever to sign up. Go to their website at suddenlink.com and get all the information, or call them at 1-800-915-1866. And also, don't forget video on demand movies. That yesterday The Conjuring was added, and so was The Internship, both of those weeks ahead of Netflix and Redbox. And later on this month, there's Monsters University. So call them at Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, with the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan City Council last night followed action in College Station 2 weeks ago by approving natural gas rate increases sought by Atmos Energy. Asked to explain why, local manager Chase Murphy says it's about safety.
We, over the last 5 years, have invested more than $1.5 billion in infrastructure improvements. That includes replacing cast iron pipe, stainless steel pipe, and things of that nature throughout the entire footprint of the Atmos Energy Mid-Techs division.
The average monthly increase is 74 cents for residential customers and $3 for commercial users. The Bryan and College Station councils will consider another round of rate hikes next February. It's not going to be done right away, but College Station officials are looking into improving traffic flow. Councilman John Nichols says the city has a contract with outside engineers to modify the fiber optics network so someone can be watching what's happening on city streets.
Kind of like you see the traffic cop sitting at the corner at football games with his finger on the trigger, judging how long to keep each lane open. You can do some of that from a central location. So that's a 3 to 5 year project, probably a couple $1 million. We got a lot of fiber optic in the city that we can use, but there are some places we can't connect them.
Tomorrow's College Station Council workshop includes a broader discussion on the future use of fiber optics. College Station police report 4 arrests were made yesterday, have cleared at least 17 vehicle burglaries since mid-September. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says prompt reporting from the victims assisted investigators.
Perhaps in this instance, if the victims of the vehicle burglaries had not reported it to the police, perhaps the officer would have had nothing further to hold the individual on at the time of the traffic stop. But because it was reported and they were able to link it to those victims, they were able to take that individual in custody and then further their investigation as well.
Flieger says the arrests followed a traffic stop for not having a front license plate. The officer saw what turned out to be a stolen car stereo in the back seat. That led to finding more stolen property at the driver's home in Bryan. Online at WTAW.com are the names of those who were arrested. This morning at 2:30 our time in Jerusalem, there was a ceremony to formally announce plans for A&M to establish a branch in Israel.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp told the New York Times he started working on what will be known as Peace Campus shortly after taking the job nearly 3 years ago. To be located in Nazareth, it would be the first American campus located in Israel. San Antonio megachurch pastor John Hagee assisted A&M with his contacts in the Israeli government.
As a Christian, as a Texan, and a supporter of the state of Israel, I eagerly look forward to the day when Texas A&M Peace University opens its doors.
Sharp and Governor Perry were at the home of Israeli President Shimon Peres this morning for a ceremony announcing the new campus. Perez, a Nobel Peace Laureate, is a vocal advocate of coexistence between Israel's Jewish majority and its Arab minority. While other Israeli universities have mixed student populations, the A&M campus would give a big boost to an Arab population center. Sharp says no state money will be used to create the campus, and the Israeli government must still give permission in a process that could take a year. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And there are contested races for 2 seats on the Bryan City Council. In single-member District 1, they're the same men who competed 3 years ago. Among the questions at this week's candidates forum was what can be done to add more district representation to advisory commissions. Al Sines, who's looking to rejoin the council, says he was an advocate of minority representation.
It appears that some of the influences on boards and commissions in the city of Bryan tend to skew one way over the interest of the entire city and the districts in those cities.
Richard Cortez says he has recommended residents from his district are considered first to fill vacancies.
I do the best I can to get someone from my district every time we do this approval of committees.
Out of 125 committee positions, 11 live in the 1st District and 8 live in Bryan's 2nd District. All the comments from this week's candidates forum can be heard online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com.
I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
It's almost open. It's what you've been asking for. American Lube Centers with a hand car wash at Tower Point. Hi, this is Debbie. At American Lube Centers, we are known for our fast, friendly service, and we're looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to execute our mission of service, service, service. We need experienced lube techs and car wash techs. Apply in person at our location on Briarcrest or email hr@AmericanLubeCenters.com. Come join a winning team. American Lube Centers, growing strong, building futures, and taking care of our customers.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Look at your calendar. Hunting season's approaching. So approach it right back with a John Deere Gator RSX from the Go Anywhere vehicle that's game for anything. Whether it's for a hunting trip, working the land, or exploring new places, the powerfully built John Deere Gator RSX from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment delivers. And right now, Sioux Falls Prater has them at $500 off. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends 10/25/13. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them today for their fall promotion. Up to $2,000 off select equipment. Call them at 690-2278.
High pressure is located over the central part of the state. That's going to result in lots of sunshine today, and it should be a warm day with temperatures around 80 degrees. It'll be clear, comfortable tonight, down to about 55. We have sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures will return to near 80 degrees. Tomorrow night clear, lows around 55. Partly to mostly sunny for Friday and becoming cooler. The highs on Friday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I would list Johnny as hopeful.
That's about as much as you'll get on Coach Sumlin on injuries. That or probably probable. We'll find out more about Johnny football, A&M football against the Commodores this weekend. And, of course, the World Series is coming up. And I got to play this just because it makes me laugh. The mayor of Boston is apparently handing out his own trophy for the World Series.
The Never Die Red Sox will play in the third World Series the last 9 years. Well, I'm going to be rooting hard to bring back the World Series Cup.
So now they play for the World Series Cup.
Okay. Well,
I didn't know that, but apparently there's now a cup involved.
Okay. Forget that goofy-looking trophy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
World Series Cup.
With the pennants on it, exactly.
Yeah.
We'll get that. Plus, there's a story coming out of North Texas where a team is, or a parent is mad at one of the team's coaches for bullying because the team scored too many points.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 15 minutes.
So now Johnny is hopeful. Does that have to do with football, or does he have an exam coming up? He's hoping he'll do well there.
That would be hope. He's injured.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it took it right on his throwing shoulder, too.
Yep. Okay, there's...
It was grim.
There's Doc McMullen in there.
No.
Old Doc McMullen.
Yeah, oh, good grief.
Tell us all about that. So, I don't know if you've heard it or not. There's this line that the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, has said, I think more than once, about if you like your insurance, your health insurance that you had right now, you can keep it. Yeah, maybe not. Kaiser Health News reports that 300,000 people in Florida will lose their policies as they've become illegal, apparently, under the Obamacare statute because they don't meet certain coverage guidelines. That's the scenario hitting many of the estimated 14 million people, many self-employed or freelance, who purchased their policies out of pocket. And if you'll recall, we talked, about a month ago about Screen Actors Guild and artists,
yep,
those sorts of folks who are in the same situation that their provider has said, we're not going to play. So they'll have to find other places for insurance. But remember, if you like your insurance, you get to keep it. Yeah.
Assuming you can sign up for it. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, you can't do that. Jay Carney was, in fact, asked about that yesterday, among other things, and he got so frustrated he just walked out of the White House briefing.
A guy got to carry bad water, man.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You know, of course, it's generally not a fun job because you got to go in there and there's always going to be little prickles. But, I mean, here are the questions that he refused to answer. Number one, which I'm surprised this hasn't been asked before, but this rankled him yesterday. The question is, have White House officials watched anyone without insurance go through the website to try to help the situation? Now, to me, that sounds absolutely logical.
That's a good question. Sure.
It really is. I mean, let's do rubber meets the road, okay?
Have one of the staffers sign up for the insurance.
Yeah, get this guy here to sit down and figure it out. Oh, by the way, anyhow, he said, I'm not a computer expert, and he wandered out of the room. So they got that going. And then also the other question was, couldn't we have a representative from Health and Human Services come in and brief us? Because, again, Jay Carney may not necessarily understand the nuts and the bolts of this
thing.
Well,
and they're always very quick to do that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when the whole Benghazi, we need to have somebody over from state. I can't answer that question.
Right. Now, for her part, while we're talking about Health and Human Resources, Kathleen Sebelius, yes, she does exist. Anyhow, didn't do herself any favor. She was interviewed by Sanjay Gupta, that doc on CNN. She said, the president learned about the glitches in the first couple of days. The first couple of days is when he found out there was a problem with the system. Not before.
Not day one, not before.
Not day one, not hour one. A couple of days.
Wow.
So Dr. Gupta then says, not before that. She said, no, sir. Well, why didn't they bring the A-team in the first place, he asked her. And she said, I can't tell you why. See? Good. Well, they got the interns. Is that it? They got the interns to set this program up? We had hoped they had their A-team on the table, but I'm talking to CEOs and encouraging them to make sure that we have the talent they have available. I'm sure she used some saltier language than that, I'm just saying. Speaking of getting together and talking to CEOs, Politico is saying that the Obama administration, their words, scrambling on multiple fronts to salvage the Obamacare website and change the negative narrative for the president's signature health care plan. That's the lead in their story. So what they're going to do today is Dennis McDonough, who's the chief of staff, and the answer to a trivia question. Nobody would know who that is. And also Valerie Jarrett, who's she's the president's, I don't know, consigliere, kind of just clean stuff
chief
up.
Cook and bottle washer.
Right, yeah. They're going to meet with CEOs of several health insurance companies.
Did you just make a mafia reference?
I guess I did. Anyway, they're gonna meet and try to get some information together so that they can also go to brief Democrats on the problems that they're having.
I can do the brief from College Station right now.
Right.
Ready?
Yep.
Hey guys, it don't work.
No, that's right. And
briefing over.
Yeah, tough to sign up and all that kind of thing. All that can be yours. So anyway, they're gonna try to bring out a trowel full of lipstick for the pig. And also the president released a YouTube video yesterday through the group Organizing for Action, in which he said in part, I'm asking you to be a part of Team Obamacare. We won't be able to reach everyone who deserves the safety and security of affordable health insurance without your help. Okay, fine. See how that works out. And we're going to talk to Bill Flores, I think, in about 45 minutes. One of the things I want to ask him about is, you know, yesterday Amnesty International and the Human Rights Act said that we have got to answer for the very idea that we might be using drone strikes to kill people who would kill us.
Would you rather we carpet bomb?
Yeah, because, you know, we could do that, and we've done it before. We do know how to do that.
We've got B-52s that make a long trench,
yes,
man.
Yes, they do. Long, wide, yeah. Or would you like us to turn the desert into glass?
Yeah,
we can do that.
We can do that, too.
So, anyway, yeah, we have to answer for that. So we'll see. Jay Carney, for his part, says, U.S. counterterrorism operations are precise. They are lawful. They are effective, basically telling them to shut the hell up, right? And and I hate to say this, but, I mean, the person they had speaking, you know, if you're able to see international sounding like this, and I'm going, okay, that's the kind of person I want deciding whether or not we should be doing things. And finally, according to her website, North Carolina Congresswoman Renee Elmers, quote, believes that gun owners must be responsible for the use and care of their guns, end quote. That's from her website. Well, the problem is the AR-15 rifle that was stolen from her house last week after the family had returned from a Target shooting excursion. Police say the Gub had been left next to the Gub locker.
In the Gub locker?
No, in the family's unlocked garage. So, there you go.
Oopsie-daisy.
I think so. Now, by the way, this is the same woman. Do you remember the woman who said she needed her paycheck during the government
shutdown? Yes, I do.
Even though her husband
That's
was a surgeon.
That's the same woman?
Same woman. Same woman. So, there you go.
They'll reelect her.
Well, yeah. See, and once
that's
again,
the problem.
If they're going to do that, then that's a whole new deal.
Men, yep. Would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 26th, it's Apps for Agriculture. Ag applications for mobile devices provide information at your fingertips. Come learn all about them this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Seems like we all get left with odd little parts of our gardens. You wonder what type of plant would be best for them. In short, you're looking for a plant hero or heroes that can turn a real landscaping dilemma into an enriching opportunity. I have some of the most common problem areas and the best plants to use in them right after this important message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. So we're talking about special plants for special places. Let's start with parkway plantings. That's the space between your sidewalk and the street. Usually it's about 4 feet wide and 60 or 75 feet long. Most importantly, however, you probably don't even own it. Although it's part of your landscape, it actually belongs to your city. Anytime they desire, they can rip out your plants, put in a new water line, or widen the street. Most people think about planting some type of tree there, but that can wall off your landscape visually. Even small trees like crepe myrtles create a barricade. Maybe you're thinking about a ground cover so you won't have to edge all that turf grass. But the truth is, however, healthy, vigorous turf is probably the best solution, easiest to maintain. So what do you do if you have a fire plug or utility pole? If it's in a part of the landscape where a grouping of shrubs could be planted in front of it, that would be satisfactory. Just don't do anything to glamorize it. Don't make a flower bed around it. Don't plant vines to grow on it. There are certain elements of modern-day living that just don't look good, and yet our eyes get used to seeing them. Narrow spaces between houses. What can you do with a landscape that's 8 feet wide and 30 feet long? Well, for one thing, that's the place to use small trees. Group crepe myrtles there or plant a yaupon holly cluster. If there's a fence, plant an attractive vine to spill down it. If there's a side door, develop some intimate little landscaping along the stone walk. Plant the herbs there. And feature lots of small flowering plants. If it's adjacent to the kitchen, consider a small breakfast courtyard. It really can be charming. How about alleyway gardens behind the rear fence? This is another place where you have 20 or 30 inches of depth and 60 feet of width. Now, you have passersby who will steal any vegetables or fruit you try to grow there, so those are off limits. Best choice, grow a vine on the outside of the fence. It will climb to the top and then spill over into your yard. You can water it from the yard side. Things like Carolina jessamine, Confederate star jasmine, antique climbing roses, including Lady Banksy and coral honeysuckle are all examples. How about heavily shaded parts of your landscape? These are the most common question I get, and I always tell people, if you're not getting 4 hours of sunlight, you're not going to find any grass that will grow there. Please hear me. And so often they just stand there and argue with me, well, yeah, but I this or that. I think you need to go to a ground cover like Mondo grass, which is not a true grass, or you could use purple winter creeper euonymus, or you could use Asian jasmine in the shade. But it isn't going to be grass. I'm Neil Sperry. Facts that change the way you garden in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:52. Now, Aggie football may have run out of time against Auburn, but they may have also run out of luck with Johnny Football due to a shoulder injury. Aggie wide receiver Mike Evans told reporters that Manziel was in a sling during Monday's practice, calling into doubt his availability for Saturday's home game against the Commodores. Here's Coach Sumlin, who rarely discusses injuries on his starting quarterback.
I would list Johnny as hopeful.
So, what happens if Johnny is out for Saturday against Vandy?
We've been down this road before during two-a-days, I think. Obviously, we had a plan for the game Saturday. Matt was calm and has been in the fire before. You know, we put him in on a third-down situation and in our own territory. Kenny is chomping at the bit to go. And, you know, our practice rotation will change a little bit depending on what Johnny can or can't do. As far as practice goes, today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday.
With all that being said, CBS Sports' Bruce Feldman reported that Manziel is, quote, fine to play, end quote, and is now out of the sling. We'll see Saturday at 11:21. All the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M Women's basketball program gets kicked off. The Maroon and White scrimmage is set for tonight, 6 o'clock at Reed. See all the details at WTAW.com. Miami's football team will lose a total of 9 scholarships, and the men's basketball team will lose 3 as part of the penalties the school was handed by the NCAA as the Nevin Shapiro booster scandal presumably drew to a close. The scholarship loss will be stretched out over the next 3 years, but for the first time since 2010, the football team will be permitted to appear in post-game and postseason play. One of the ramifications of this decision, Missouri's men's basketball coach Frank Haith has been suspended for 5 games by the NCAA in connection with the booster scandal at Miami when he coached there. The NCAA found that he had failed to promote an atmosphere of compliance with his rules. And apparently, there's a new prize being awarded for the World Series.
The Never Die Red Sox will play in the third World Series the last 9 years. Well, I'm going to be rooting hard to bring back the World Series Cup to Boston, like we did in 2004.
Tom Menino, there, the mayor of Boston, has said they're now playing for the Cup. But kidding aside, the best-of-7 World Series starts tonight. The Red Sox and Cardinals go at it at 7:07 in Beantown. Games on Fox. It's the first time since 1999 that the two teams with the best records in their respective divisions will play one another. And the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Boston, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, is wagering that the Boston Red Sox will beat the St. Louis Cardinals in the series that begins Wednesday at Fenway. That's tonight. Adam Wainwright, by the way, gets the ball for the Cards.
The Never Die
being able to pitch like I did this year and return to form, my stuff came back and my ability, you know, that I knew was there kind of returned. And to be able to have some big-time playoff moments this year, it's been very special, something I'll never forget.
John Lester will get the ball for the Sox. Aggie Michael Wacha will start tomorrow's game for St. Louis, and that game also starts at 7:07. In preseason NBA basketball, Patty Mills scored 22 points as the San Antonio Spurs routed the Orlando Magic 123-101 last night in their second-to-last game before the season starts. And a parent at a Texas high school that lost a football game 91-0 has filed a bullying complaint against the winning coach. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that Alindo High School coach Tim Buchanan learned of this online Saturday after the team had beaten Western Hills in a 4A matchup. State law requires Alindo's principal to investigate the complaint and prepare a report. Western Hills coach John Naylor told the paper he disagreed with the bullying allegations. Buchanan's team is averaging almost 70 points per game and is on its way to a 7-0 record. He pulled his starters after just 21 plays and still hung 91 points on that team, and they started running the clock uninterrupted beginning in the third quarter, and he's still being taken up with this whole nonsense. Houston Astros have added four new coaches to their coaching staff. Brent Storm was named pitching coach. Brad Littisch is the first base coach. Craig Bjorsen is the bullpen coach, and Ralph Dickinson, the assistant hitting coach. Third base coach Dave Turnbley and former bench coach Alejandro Perez will be switching positions during the upcoming season. And finally, the El Paso, Texas minor league team finally has a name. The team, which moved from Tucson, they were the Padres, will now be formally known as the West Texas Chihuahuas. The logo is a big red ear, big brown, big-eared dog making a grimace. And over the top, red letters that say Chihuahuas. Yeah. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that. But you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
It isn't easy to build stuff and look good doing it. Building stuff takes sweat and dirt and grease and even fire. Things that don't go well with Ascots and Pashminas. Fortunately, there's the 2014 Tundra. Of course, it's got its legendary dependability, but now it's completely redesigned with rugged looks and top-shelf interior. There's tons of new technology, too, like the available M-Tune system, Bluetooth, and standard backup camera. Hard not to look good while you're listening to your favorite tunes, talking hands-free, and parking the boat trailer like a boss. And if the standard Tundra wasn't handsome enough, they've got the special edition, Tundra Platinum Edition, and the even more over-the-top $1,794 edition. Nothing this tough ever looked this good. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and see what all the fuss is about. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 11/4/13.
Don't miss the Royalty Pecan Harvest Festival on November 2nd. Celebrate local culture with Jeff Carroll of Legendary Texas. Enjoy wine tasting, meet local artists, attend a Q&A with the orchard manager, and be sure to stop.